You can go ahead, Vicky. Yeah. When Iris was told that she had cancer this past year in September, I was very complacent. It was hard for me to believe. Cancer was for someone else, not her. After visits with two surgeons and much prayer, it became clear to me that she had cancer. I just didn't want her to go through surgery and radiation and the disruption in our lives. On September 29th, a year ago, she had the surgery with many friends in the waiting room, giving support and encouragement with their prayers and even food. 2 weeks later, a second surgery was necessary. After some healing, radiation followed for a month. Thinking things were on the upswing in January, our daughter Becca was diagnosed for the second time with cancer. This was followed by a double mastectomy. She had done very well, and we are so thankful. And then on February 19th, Iris fell and broke her hip. Again, I had trouble believing this happened. Iris said, call 911. I think my hip is broken, and of course said, let me help you up. I thought only old people break their hips. Call 911 was the loud answer. She had surgery the next day, followed by rehab and physical therapy. I am so proud of Iris for her strength and endurance all through the months. She will tell you it is with prayer and faith in God that has healed her. Through all this, I have become more grateful to God, our Lord and Savior. He is always there for us. We just need to ask. Joe Broder. And I need to find the mic. Let me see if you got them. Okay. And we've got some children who are going to share their testimony of Thanksgiving today. First of all, this is Zeke Bowles. And Zeke, you want to share with us?
Are you thankful for something? I am. I hope you are. I am thankful for a warm house. In the cold, a tent would be cold. My house is warm because it has electricity and air conditioning. We support a family down in Tanzania, Africa. They live in a house made of concrete and brick, but they have no electricity or air conditioning. I'm also thankful for a computer and blankets, legs, a thoughtful mind, and friends. I'm thankful for more things, too. A lot more. Are you thankful for more than one thing?
Thank you, Zeke. And this is Luke Bowles.
I'm thankful for blankets, a house, water, and food. I'm thankful for the Bible and God. I'm thankful for animals and friends. I'm thankful for holidays because I don't have to do school. I'm thankful for Christmas because Jesus was born. I'm thankful for Easter because Jesus rose from the dead.
Thank you, Luke. Caitlin Burdett.
I'd like to tell you about something I'm thankful for. 3 years ago, my little brother Benjamin was born. He got very sick with pneumonia, which made him septic. He had to stay in the intensive care unit for 10 days, but with our family, friends, and church praying, God healed him. James 5:15 says, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up.
Thank you, Caitlin. Her little sister, Sarah Burdett.
Hi, my name is Sarah Burdett, and I am thankful that God brought my cousin home from Iraq safely. Psalms 104 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name.
Good job, Sarah. Debbie Edwards is going to come and share her testimony.
Every month, ISAR Missions passes out food, offers prayers, and shares the gospel. This outreach started in Godley. We would actually go get the food in Godley and go to the individual homes and deliver the food. And we would ask, when we're taking the food to the doors, we'd ask, you know, if they had any prayer requests. And we would pray for them and actually get a chance to share the gospel. Well, we felt like we could reach a lot more people if we moved this outreach to the church. So we moved the outreach to the church, and we actually had the prayer team set up in their trailer, and each person in the car got prayed for. The prayer team would go to each car and pray and ask for their prayer request and pray for them and actually get to share the gospel. Then they would drive through and get their food. Well, a couple of months ago, Harvesting International Food Bank opened up in Cleburne. So we felt like we could reach even more people. So they were getting between 120 to 150 cars. So we joined them, and how God has actually blessed me is I got to actually work with the prayer team. And I was a little nervous. I haven't, you know, really done this before, but I would go to the cars and pray for them. So I would walk up to the car, and I would ask if you had any prayer requests, introduce myself first, and tell them I'm from Cleburne Bible Church. They would give me their prayer request, and then I'd write it down. But then I couldn't stop at that, and I would say, well, I have a question to ask you. Can you tell me 100% sure with all your heart, all your might, and all your soul, that if you died today, would you go to heaven? Some would say yes, and some would say no. The ones that said no, I actually got a chance to share the gospel. But the ones that would say yes, I wouldn't stop there. I would say, well, then tell me how you get there. And they would say, well, I wasn't going, but now I am because I've got my life straight. I quit drinking. I quit doing drugs. So now I'm going. And then some would say, well, I'm doing good works. I'm helping others. And others would say, well, I'm a good person. Well, believe it or not, there are so many people out there, they want to go to heaven. They want that free gift, but they just don't know how to get there. So how God has blessed me is I got to tell them that the only way to heaven is that God gave his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to forgive us of our sins. And he paid the penalty for us because I'm a sinner. Everybody on the prayer team's a sinner. We're all sinners here. Everybody in this parking lot. And God died on the cross for us to forgive us of our sins. And with that act of kindness, he paid the penalty for us to get into heaven. And I would share John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's such a blessing to get to share that for the first time and get to let them hear it for the first time. And just, I can't really describe this blessing, but Cindy De La Garza described it to me the best. She came back from a mission trip, and I said, how was it, Cindy? Well, with tears going down her eyes, and she's just all choked up, she goes, I want to go back. Well, yes, she wants to help people. I just want to invite each of you, please come join us the third Thursday of every month at Harvesting International and help share the blessing and of the gospel and be a blessing to others. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Abby Leverett is going to come and share her testimony.
Good morning. Let's see if I can see this. About this time last year, I was in a very dark place. I was fighting a losing battle with anxiety and depression. I have dealt with this on and off throughout my life, but this time was different. This time, hiding behind a smile, brushing it off, or stuffing it down was no longer an option. I lived under a constant cloud of comparison and fear. My value and worth was always in question, and my perception of who I am was distorted. I felt so lost, broken, and alone. I would often walk in a room full of people, but feel absolutely invisible. The chatter in my head was on a constant repeat with things like, you're not good enough, not smart enough, or pretty enough. I was my own worst enemy. I lived out each day in fear and what-if type scenarios. The lies were consuming me, and I was starting to drown. I became angry and defensive. I got to where I couldn't even sit in church or sing worship anymore. I felt like a fraud. I remember thinking, okay, God, I don't feel anything anymore, not even you. So I just stopped. I stopped going to church. I stopped singing. I just plain shut down. I think I just let the lies overpower the truth, and slowly they became my truth. My mind was in torture. The torture became so heavy that I started having suicidal thoughts. It was like these constant little whispers, always like sarcastic comments and questions over and over in my head. The enemy was working overtime, and his objective was to mess with my head until he had deleted the memory of who I am in Christ. I was terrified. I cried out to God and begged him to take it away. I remember just calling out the name of Jesus over and over and over. And through my tears, I just started singing, "Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me." I don't even remember how many times those powerful words came out of my mouth, but I do remember how God silenced the whispers as he asked me this question: "Are you ready to start the journey with me of replacing the lies with truth?" I stepped out in faith that day, and it's been life-changing for me. It took baby steps, but God honored my obedience. Each day, God walked with me on this journey, revealing truth of who I am in him. The whispers were still there, but they were losing their grip. Several months later, I went to a church service with a friend. I didn't really want to go, but God pressed on my heart to go, so I did. We went up to the front for prayer, and as I was being prayed over, I felt a powerful presence of God over me. I will never forget feeling completely wrapped in his love. In that moment, I was set free. The thoughts that taunted me were broken in Jesus' name. His power was made perfect in my weakness. He reminded me in that moment of the scripture he gave me as I began to walk this journey out with him. It's found in James 4, 7 and 8. "Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." This long and difficult road led me to a glorious destination. God reminded me of who I am. I am a cherished daughter of the King. He has filled my heart with joy again. He awakened my passion to sing his praises and to worship the name that breaks every chain, the name of Jesus. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good.
Thank you, Abby. Madeline, Karen, Brand are going to come and share.
Hello. We are Mel and Karen Brand, and to win my wife's heart, I first had to convince her that I was the man of her dreams and Keith Urban would be no good for her. We're coming up on our third year membership here, and first off, just want to let you know how thankful we are for feeling at home at this church, and all the worship and fellowship and service that we do together just completes us. We're just really blessed for that.
I first found Cleburne Bible Church through an invitation to attend a woman's Bible study. I loved the feeling of being closer to God again through the study and the relationship I was developing with the ladies. Mel and I were not members of a church at that time, and I was hesitant to ask if he would like to attend a service. He said yes, and we immediately decided this was the church we wanted to attend. We knew we were growing in our faith individually, but not really in a biblical marriage sense. Excuse me. We decided to take re-engage because we wanted to strengthen our relationship. We'd been married 5 years and felt we were not connecting at a deep level the way we once did. We were kind of doing our own thing and avoiding issues. We knew we loved each other, but we were not sharing together. I had heard positive things about re-engaged and convinced Mel to sign up, even though he was hesitant about what to expect.
We found ourselves in a small group of other married couples with a devoted lead couple who we began to trust as we shared our experiences as we moved through the lessons. We quickly enjoyed sharing in each other's lives and became emotionally attached to each couple and their journey. The lessons were excellent in providing us the skills we needed to communicate safely with each other. As we sat together working on each lesson, the more honest and closer we became with each other. It taught us that we were broken and we need God in our marriage at all times. The lessons allowed us to understand ourselves and our role in our marriage, as well as our spiritual relationship with God in our marriage. We know we can't change each other, but with God's help, we can change ourselves.
We both get angry, selfish, controlling, and lazy, but with the skills we've learned, we now know how to respond to these things in a loving and forgiving manner. Before, we would try to manipulate situations to work in our personal favor and keep score. These were things, to different degrees, we were both guilty of. We've learned how to humble ourselves to each other and serve one another. Humbling oneself is not thinking less of yourself, but rather thinking more of another. We know the importance this class can have on a marriage because shortly after we finished Re-Engage, we encountered an extremely difficult family tragedy, one in which issues in the marriage were not dealt with. Not only were we strong for each other during this, but we were able to comfort and support other family members in the months to follow. Our marriage by no means is perfect, and we still have conflict, but Re-Engage has helped us to open up to each other more intimately, and it's made us think and feel more like a couple and not just two individuals. We help each other in our spiritual growth, and we know the importance of us praying together and having God as the center of our marriage. Re-Engage has truly strengthened and blessed our marriage.
Thank you, Mel and Karen. And finally, Yvonne Looper.
Hello, my name's Yvonne Looper. And I think mine is actually, I saw how everybody was doing theirs, but I had to do mine different because I've always been different. I have to do everything different. I don't want to fit in sometimes, but that's because I've ran for so many years. My greatest gift for me came when only by the grace of God, my obsession for alcohol and drugs was removed from me. I just celebrated 18 years of sobriety, and that is truly only by the grace of my loving God. When I came here, I came and I was invited by my daughter. It was a ladies' night out that they were having. And wasn't sure what it was. I had no church home. I had no God in my life. I talked about God, but I just didn't feel it. Because of my past, I came from a very broken past, and it was hard. But I came, and that was September the 14th. That was in September or August, I think. And they were having a ladies' Bible study. Then I went to a ladies' retreat, and it was at Phil Street Baptist. There I heard the word of God, and I'm not even sure what I heard except for God telling me to come to him, come before the cross. And I did, and I surrendered completely and fully to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on September the 14th, 2013. I got baptized here at Cleburne Bible Church on April of 2014. Now, my life has been restored after struggling with my addiction for 30 years, and I've been made new. He made my past my greatest asset and a learning tool. I've started a new chapter in my life that is teaching me a deeper understanding on how to develop a closer relationship with the Lord. But I'm mostly thankful for my beautiful family, even with all our flaws and all our struggles, but most of all, for who I am today, right here, right now. Through women's ministry, Bible studies, ladies' retreats, and a fellowship with other believers in Christ, and women from broken pasts just like mine, I have made friends with some beautiful women of all ages and all walks who have taught me to love without fear, trust without doubt, and pray without ceasing for others more than for myself. But more than anything, they pray for me. They pray me through my struggles, no matter what they may be, and they see me to the finish line of every race in my life. I love these ladies. I'm shy. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells me, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." I always wanted to make my own path, and that's why I followed many directions except the right direction. Today, I feel that I have changed and that I don't argue and try to tell God how things ought to be or that he is too slow to fix things, because for me, God was always very slow. God just couldn't fix my kids fast enough. He couldn't bring my son home to me where I needed him to be. A child of God. Like he has made me a child of God. I don't try to take the lead in my life situations and out of God's hands anymore. Today, by learning to pray and opening my Bible and reading God's unending promises in every page, while God is working in me and through me, I can steadily just wait silently because it's okay to wait. I don't have to rush things. It's all in God's timing today. It's amazing the things that have happened in my life since I let God take my hand and walk me through life. The biggest blessing for me is when I gave birth to my oldest son, my one and only son, and saw him struggle with life and death situations through his addictions. And after he saw me in my addiction, but more than anything, when I saw him dying and had to ask him to leave, I gave him back to God. And I said, he's yours. I can't fix this. I can't do this, God. I'm too little, and you're so much bigger. And I learned that through ladies' ministries because they loved me. Through mentorship, they loved me, and they helped me to understand that it was okay to let go and let God. And then Father's Day this year, I got to worship for the first time, truly worship with my son. He went into the Victory House, which is a program for men who are addicts, and Christy went into a women's one. And when Mark crossed the aisle coming to me, he didn't say, Mom, I miss you. Mom, where's my phone? Mom, I want to go back out. He said, Mom, I never knew that I could fall in love with Jesus this way. I held on tight, and God delivered. Because, you see, that was the only thing that I wanted, was just to see him reborn in Jesus' name, and I saw it that day, and it was the greatest worship ever. John 8:12 sums up my whole life for me. Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. All I need to do is believe and know that I am a child of God. Thank you.
Our worship team's going to come. Tom, who's this?